إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونتوب إليه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد All praise is due to Allah alone. We praise Him. We ask His forgiveness and we seek His assistance. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. Indeed, the best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the worst of all matters is to innovate in the religion, and every such misguidance leads to hellfire. يقول حسان شاعر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضم الإله اسم النبي إلى اسمه إذ قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد. The poet Hassan, the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was praising Allah's messenger, saying that Allah Azza wa Jal joined the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam alongside his name subhanahu wa ta'ala, while every muadhin, everyone who calls for the prayer, would say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. And he derived washaqqa lahu min ismihi liyujillahu, from his name to honor him. So the honor of the throne is praised, and this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa rasulullah. He is the messenger of Allah. That Hassan, again the poet, says about him, wa ajmalu minka lam tara qattu ayni wa khayran minka lam talid an-nisaa خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. He says, someone more handsome than you, prettier than you, I have never seen. My eyes have never seen. Better than you, no woman ever has given birth to. You were created free from every imperfection. As if you chose the way you were created. We see people spending money, millions and billions on cosmetics, plastic surgeries, to change something in their creation, in the creation that Allah Azza wa Jal gave them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hassan radiallahu anhu, says he was created as if he chose this way, perfection. That is the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that. Where is the love of him sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. This is the condition of love. As Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Ali Imran, say, if you indeed love Allah, then follow me. Allah then will love you and forgive your sins. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an option, it is a must. No one will have iman without loving him. But what is the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is what Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. In Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, Ayah 54, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا, and if you obey him, you shall indeed be guided. You want the guidance? You want Allah's pleasure? Follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah Azza wa Jal sent him to guide us, to tell us everything that is important for us. Something that is not important, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have wasted his time. ما تركت شيئا يخربكم إلى الجنة إلا وحدثتكم به. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith by Al-Bayhaqi in his Shu'ab and the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. I have never left anything that would bring you closer to Jannah except that I told you about it. وما تركت شيئا يدخلكم النار إلا وقد حذرتكم منها. And I have never left anything that would cause you to enter hellfire except that I warned you against it. That's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa Rasulullah. As Allah said in Surah Al-Qalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed of a noble character. Actually, the entire message of Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was only sent to perfect the character, the good character, صالح الأخلاق. That's the entire message of Islam. That was the core message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make us better. This was his mission. Where is the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In following his sunnah, in loving him truly by knowing him, by following him. The greatness of someone is measured by three things in general: the good that he does within his inner circle, his family, the improvement to the people that are around him, and the impact, the legacy that he leaves behind. These are the three things. Because sometimes you find someone coming, appearing in front of people, looking perfect, but then within his family, he's a terrible person. We have seen people like that. There were inventors, one of the billionaires in our time, his daughter published memoir exposing horrible things about her father. That's his own daughter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not like that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was perfect. خيركم خيركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best among you are the best to their family, and I am the best. The good that he spread and the improvement for the people. He didn't say, I am the only one and everyone else would follow me and that's it. No one can say anything. Every single companion became a leader. Before Islam, they were idol worshippers. After Islam, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they became leaders. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, just one example of all the companions, of the great examples, many, many examples. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه was a young man. He was generous. And he used to borrow money to host people, the guests when they come, until the debts were accumulated and he couldn't pay them. So the creditors came complaining to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, go and take what you find. That's it. He declared Mu'adh radiallahu anhu bankrupt. Go and take his money, whatever you have. That's it. But the money that he left is less than what he owes. That's what you are asking for him. You don't want to wait. That's what you get. So they took that. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He didn't come to Mu'adh to tell him, you have bad policies, financial, you don't think about... No. He made from him a leader. He sent him to Yemen to give da'wah to an entire nation. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A'lamu ummati bil halal wal haram." The one who knows most about halal and haram is Mu'adh. That's the true leadership. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't look at the mistakes of people. He always looked at their potential. He always made them better. Ask yourself, my dear brothers, do you make those who are around you better? Do they want you to be with them? Or they wait the time when you are away from them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Mubarak, the blessed, even before Islam. Even before Islam, when Khadija radiallahu anha, she testified, immediately when she saw something strange, the Prophet ﷺ didn't know what happened. He was scared. Zammiluni, dathiruni. She said, by Allah, Allah would never disgrace you. She mentioned the good things that he did. Innaka la tasilu rahim. وَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْبِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَى. She mentioned all the good things that he did. That's even before Islam. That was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where is your love to him? That is a condition of Iman. That your Iman will not be accepted, will not be perfect until you love him. And guess what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves you more than you love him. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنازة فقال وددت لو أني رأيت إخواننا قالوا يا رسول الله أولسنا إخوانك قال أنتم أصحابي ولكن إخواني الذين يأتون من بعدي آمنوا بي ولم يروني. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates, and Anas bin Malik, the same narration in a different book of hadith, both are authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the companions were with him in a funeral and he said, I wish that I have seen my brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to see you. Do you want to see him? They said, O Messenger of Allah, aren't we your brothers? He said, no, you are my companions. My brothers are the ones who believed in me. And they didn't see me yet. They didn't come yet. طوبى لمن آمن بي طوبى لمن رآني وآمن بي وطوبى ثم طوبى ثم طوبى لمن آمن بي ولم يراني. طوبى, great fortune, blessing for the one who saw me and believed in me. And three times more than that for the one who believed in me even though he didn't see me yet. That's in Sahih ibn Hibban. And in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the same narration 7 times. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves you. He did everything, most of his dua for his ummah. He didn't have to do that. He was already forgiven. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. All the sins of the Prophet ﷺ, if they were to exist, they're all forgiven. He doesn't need any forgiveness. He's already forgiven. But he was always caring for the ummah, for us. In his prayer, every prayer he would pray for you. You wouldn't pray for your own children every single prayer. We do, alhamdulillah, many times, but sometimes we forget. The Prophet ﷺ would pray for his ummah every single prayer. That is the true love to the Prophet ﷺ, by following him. What do you know about the Prophet ﷺ? We have our teen, our youth. They love something. They follow sport, an athlete, a celebrity. They know every single thing about him or about her. How much do you know about the Prophet ﷺ? How would you love him when you don't know him? How would you follow his sunnah when you don't know him? This is a chance. When people turned the love of the Prophet ﷺ to symbols and celebration, you turn the true love of the Prophet ﷺ to knowledge, to following of his sunnah. That is the true love. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was asked a fatwa, something that happened when he was in Iraq after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. And they didn't know the answer. They came to him, they said, a man married a woman and didn't specify the dower, how much exactly. They agreed on a dower, but it was not specified. He died before consummating the marriage. She's asking, what should she do? Should she wait? Should she mourn? Does she have a waiting period? What happens to the inheritance? So Abdullah bin Mas'ud didn't know of any example from the time of the Prophet ﷺ. They asked him, he kept thinking, and then he said, I will answer according to what I know. If it is right, it is from Allah. If it is wrong, it is from me and from the shaitan. She has to mourn 4 months and 10 days like a widow, and she gets the inheritance. Then one man from Rajulun min Ashja, from the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, he stood up and he said, I testify by Allah that the Prophet ﷺ gave that judgment. What happened to Abdullah bin Mas'ud? He was happy like it was never before, just because he gave the fatwa according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. That was their love to the Prophet ﷺ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates from the Prophet ﷺ, لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. Do not prevent the women, slaves of Allah, from the masjids. Bilal, his son, he said, وَاللَّهِ لَنْمْنَعُهُمْ, by Allah, we will prevent them. Bilal didn't mean to oppose the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But at his time, he saw the change, that women are coming to the masjid with makeup, with perfume. So he said, we will prevent them. Abdullah bin Mas'ud was so upset, he cursed him like he never before. He told him, I tell you, the Prophet ﷺ says so and so, and you say against it, even though Bilal didn't intend it. But that was the reaction of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. That was their true iman. Where is your true iman? Where is your love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When we will all see him insha'Allah, we will all meet him insha'Allah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the glad tidings, be patient until you meet me. Even though their worldly people turned away, they are Muslims, but they innovated in the religion. The angels would take them away, and the Prophet ﷺ knows that they are Muslims. He sees the sign of wudu. What happened? Why you are taking them away? You don't know what they did after you. إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُوا بَعْدَكَ. That's the true sunnah. Following the Prophet ﷺ in what he did, and following him in what he didn't do. We don't do what he didn't do. That's the true following of the Prophet ﷺ. That is the true love. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the true love of the Prophet ﷺ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عبده المصطفى وعلى أصحابه ومن على دربهم اقتفى. أما بعد, أم سليم رضي الله عنها, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to visit her, and sometimes he would sleep in her house, and he was a hairy man. The Prophet ﷺ would sweat. There were no air conditions. So what did she do? She collected the sweat of the Prophet ﷺ. This is in Sahih Muslim, Imam An-Nawawi, titled the chapter, Bab Tibu Araq Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was blessed in his creation, in his action, and in his body. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he says, I have been through three phases in my life. The first, there was no one that I hated on earth more than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not a Muslim. I couldn't look at him out of rage, out of hatred to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I accepted Islam. And when I accepted Islam, I couldn't fill my eyes from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was their love. Then things happened after his death, the trials between Ali and Muawiyah, and I don't know where will be my position. The companions, Anas specifically said, we were not happier with anything more than when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. There was a story, I will finish with it. The companions were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and suddenly they were all worried. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what's the matter? They said, O Messenger of Allah, we are with you. We love you, we are happy, but we remember in Jannah you are in a higher place. The joy will finish. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A man will be with the one whom he loves. So the companions were happier more than anything else with this hadith. Why? Because they truly loved the Prophet ﷺ. They knew that they would be with him. What about us? We say yes, inshallah. Who testifies for you? Who vouches for you? Allah Azza wa Jal testified for the companions. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with him. Even Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, even a companion who was blind. Wa huwa yakhsha. In Surah Abasa, Allah testified that he fears Allah. We only ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the true love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following his sunnah, by standing firm in following his sunnah. Because he told us that before the end of times, things will change, and what is common to people is not the sunnah, and the sunnah will be strange. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاء. Great fortune, blessing for the strangers who revive the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness on the straight path of the Quran and the sunnah. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين واحم حوزة الإسلام يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر عبادك المجاهدين في فلسطين. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والعزة انصر عبادك المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم كن مع إخواننا في السودان. اللهم كن مع المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قولوا قولي هذا وقم الصلاة.